will be listening to this later. We had three bills that are sort of tied together, two particularly, House Bill 1229, House Bill 1247, and House Bill 1097. We have taken testimony on those. We're going to come back, and we asked them to put, put together a subcommittee chaired by Vice Chair Representative Jaspers. If you would give us that report, I think you have some things you want, which may impact at least two of these bills, and then we'll have Representative Lentz come back for some comments. Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This would be for how, we'll go right ahead in your report, and then we'll come back to specific bills.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The subcommittee dealing with House Bills 1229 and 1247 has been meeting since we were appointed a few days ago. Consisted of Representatives Jim Peterson, Charlie Flowers, myself, Bill Napoli, and then also Representative Lentz, who's prime sponsoring this legislation, Paul Kinsman from the department, and Mark Hollenbeck representing the stock growers, and or himself, I'm not quite sure in what all capacities, but he was definitely helpful nonetheless. We were mainly looking at the bills, House Bill 1229 for the majority of the time. That had to do with a bill that we passed out in the last few years here, charging it created it and worked into a governor's task force, and we sat down and looked at the issue of taxing ag land property by different means, and we looked at different options and how far the research and the study and the data has come back to us, and we have decided to although we all think it's definitely an issue that we need to look into more, that we maybe don't have all the right data at this time. We want to continue looking into it further. And with that, I would just turn it over to the prime sponsor of legislation, Representative Lentz, if I could, and let him go further in depth. And I would stand by to assist him. Any questions?
Thank you. Thank you, Representative Jaspers, and thank you for your willingness to take the leadership and conduct the subcommittee. Representative Lentz will now open again for committee consideration House Bill 1229. I know you have a Hog House Amendment. If you'd like to address that first, we'll get right into the substance of what you'd like to have us look at. Okay. Representative Lentz, if you'll reintroduce yourself, please.
Representative Jim Lentz, District 30. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Do we want to move on this? You want to just
I can move on it because that's what.
Let's go ahead and move on.
Is motion by Representative Jaspers, second by Representative Garnas, to amend House Bill 1229 with Amendment 1229FB, which we now have before us. Is there a motion? There's been a motion. Is any all those in favor say aye?
Aye.
I knew I was going to say this right.
Way to go, Mr. Chairman.
I have to watch you guys over this mic. All those opposed? We now have before us an amended House Bill 1229, as you have the before you, Representative Lentz.
Okay. I'll try to be brief. What we did when we discussed our original pilot study with the Revenue Department just last week, in our committee this summer, we had looked at a shift between ag and non-ag. That was what we were worried about. We showed no greater than a 6% shift either way. We did not plug in the school formula. Well, last week in visiting with the governor's people, Mr. Paul Kinsman, they plugged in the school formula, and to our dismay, it isn't working, and we don't know why. It's very complicated, and we gave Mr. Kinsman the job in a week to figure it out. And needless to say, and his whole department tried to come to us with a decent answer, and that's not the way we need to make a major decision in this state, because this is a major decision. But so this hog house, what it does, or this amendment, what it does, it says we're going to study and get a number on all the counties. So when we come forward next year, we will be able to tell you specifically in your district what effect it's going to have and what it's going to do. I don't think it would be fair to even attempt to bring a bill forward until we can tell you that, because in my own mind, I would not do that to you. I do know that we have a problem existing, and it's possibly getting worse, and to just drop this completely, I don't think would be prudent. So this is what I would suggest to go with this, and I will hold my comments.
Thank you, Representative Lentz. Because we have actually hogged house and changed this race significantly into a recommendation to do a continued study, I'll open it up for a hearing from the lease perspective to see if there are other proponents for House Bill 1229 as you currently understand it. I don't know if anyone has seen it, but you have the gist of it.
Thank
Welcome
you, Mr.
to
Chair.
The committee.
Mark Hollenbeck, representing South Dakota Stock Growers. I served on the subcommittee, and I will say I was disappointed that we weren't able to proceed with 1229, but realizing that we needed more information to make a intelligent and certainly a comfortable decision on this issue, I would fully support this and ask for the committee's endorsement. Thank you.
Thank you. And I might add, just for explanation for the record, that what this new title would be, if this is approved, would be to conduct a pilot study on agricultural income value, to appropriate money for a pilot study, and to declare an emergency. That's the title of what we're talking about now. So it's a very significant change from what we talked about before, in the sense that we have a different direction we're going. Any other proponents for the House Bill 1229 as amended? Any other proponents? Are there any opponents? Any opponents to House Bill 1229 as amended? Yes, if you'd like to come forward. If you'll introduce yourself, please.
I am Leslie Downer from rural Roscoe, South Dakota, in District 23, Edmonds County, South Dakota. And I'm certainly glad they decided to turn this over for further study. So that kind of changes my comments just a little bit. And
well, you've come a long way, so we'll listen for a while. Mr. Downer, we're welcome that you're here, so go ahead.
So I'd like to go back to the source of the problem. The part I would like to see in 1229 is the very first part, to which is repeal the non-agricultural acreage classification, because I got blindsided by that. And
Mr. Chairman, point of order.
Yes.
I don't think Mr. Donner knows that in 1229 it is repealed.
Yes.
In 1229 the
yes.
section you're talking about is repealed and will be repealed if this goes into effect.
Right, but you're not considering 1229 for passage. You're considering doing further study in place of passing this.
Yes.
I just wanted you to know, Mr. Donner, that what you're referring to will be repealed if 1229 passes next year.
Yeah, but that was just...
Okay, Mr. Downer, that's fine. If you'll, I know what you want to share with us your experience about why we need to have this study.
Right.
Is that correct?
Okay.
If you want to address that, I understand where you're going, Mr. Downer, and if you'll proceed, that'll be fine. But I would ask you to try to limit it as much as you can, because we have six bills and
okay. We
have only one night to do it.
Okay, one of the major problems you have in the state is the Black Hills, and agriculture is taxed out of existence already in the Black Hills. The survivors are just the ones that have the deep pockets, and so many of those have been selling off acreages already. So to come with a bill that covers the Black Hills on the same basis as you do the rest of the state, that's like taking downtown Sioux Falls and comparing that to where I live out in the country. So what I think needs to be done is you have to treat the Black Hills as an entirely separate entity, such as you do a municipality. But now back to this 150% of sales, sales price. The competition for good cropland has become intense. The land prices have increased significantly in the last couple of years. And in Edmonds County, the letters that were sent out to the people that fall into this non-ag Z category, I believe is the number 12. And the number of sales that they use as eligible sales for determining full and true value in the county are only about 15. So look at how many sales there are that are over the 150% compared to the number that fall within. And so it's a real shock to me that they applied the average, the county average, because in Edmonds County we go from good land to poor land within a few miles sometimes. We have an elevation difference of 400 foot within the county. The rainfall patterns are different. Some of the best classified soil produces the least crops. So when they're considering this 1229 to go back onto the production, they're going to run into so many problems. And when they go back to NRCS for coming up using soil survey and soil capabilities, that is going to be so misleading, because NRCS has been working since 1985 to figure out what qualifies as a wetland, and they still can't do it. And
well, I want to suggest, Mr. Donner, that the part of the discussion that you're having here is on the record and will be helpful to the summer committee once they're looking at this, and there will be opportunities for you to share what they may be dealing with. So unless there's something very specific, I'd like to continue to proceed. We did have an opportunity to listen to your comments this morning, so if you could do it within less than a minute, that would be very helpful.
I would like to say that now you're penalizing every farmer that had to pay more than 100% of this cutoff value in order to preserve his farming operation. And one additional comment, over in the Senate, there's Senate Bill number 83, which is an act to reduce the capitalization rate for determining non-agricultural acreage. That was deferred until you acted on these bills under consideration tonight. And that would change the capitalization rate from 8 to 5%. And it's just a temporary Band-Aid measure until next year, or until you can address the real problem. Please pass that.
Thank you, Mr. Dunn. We appreciate your testimony. Thank you for coming that long way to be with us. And I can tell you, we love to keep the Senate on their toes. So thank you again for your testimony. Are there any other opponents to House Bill 1229 as amended? Seeing none, are there any other questions of Representative Lentz? Seeing none, we'll close the public testimony on House Bill 1229 as amended. Open up for committee action and discussion. Representative Jaspers.
I would move a due pass as amended on 1229.
A move by Representative Jaspers, due pass, second by Representative Hunstad. Comments? Representative Jaspers and Representative Frost.
Just briefly, I, along with Representative Lentz and others, served in the task force this summer when we really looked into this issue. I was around when we first started discussing it and commissioned the study, and I do believe that he's right on track and everything that he told you. We didn't want to bore you with all the long details, and hope you're enough up to speed on what we're doing. Basically, the Hog House is, we've got the mechanism in place now to do the rest of the research in a very economical means to get all the data from all the counties so we can really look at the whole picture rather than just flashlight pictures across the state, which was where we kind of needed to start out. We all truly believe we're going in the right direction, and we'd just like to get all the data so we can sit down, and it'll also give time to the experts to see if we can make this feasible. And they've definitely committed to us, have been very good to work with, and they think we're on the right track, too, and I hope you can support it.
Thank you, Representative Frost.
Well, I, too, want to thank the committee and Representative Lentz. I kind of had a feeling in the pit of my stomach where this was going, and I think it's a very important bill, and we do need more input on this, and I think the committee made a really good decision. So.
Any other comments? Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I would like to add my, actually, congratulations for spending the time to look at it, seeing that there is this, more that needs to be done, admitting that and trying to make for a fix that's really something that'll work for all of us. I appreciate it very much.
Any other comments? Seeing none, the question before the committee is the final due pass motion on House Bill 1229 as amended. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Representative
Flowers. Aye.
Representative
Frost.
Aye.
Representative
Hardis.
Aye. Representative
Minnick. Aye.
Representative
Winston. Aye.
Representative
Hoistel. Aye.
Representative
Knoxville.
Aye.
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 House Bill 1229, as amended, goes to the floor. Do pass. Should we put it on a consent calendar just for the heck of it? Let's put it on consent, just so someone can pull it off at a caucus meeting. What do you think? Let's run it by him. All right. It's not gonna, Representative Lentz, and every member of this committee is deeply appreciative of the work that you've done on this, not only this summer, but during this session, and this is an extremely important issue. I know we had another one that was very large on another area of income tax, or sales tax, and income to the state. This is very helpful. I don't know if you would please come forward and let me know. It's my understanding you may want us, I better not put words in your mouth, but table the next two or whatever. You tell me how you want us to handle the next two bills.
1247. We can get rid of, and what I did, when I talked to the governor on this issue earlier, I had mentioned a Green Acres Act, and I told him that the Green Acres Act would be a companion bill with this production bill eventually, or at least we needed to look at it. So I felt, to be fair to the governor, since I had mentioned it, that I would have it someplace here so that we could refer to it and study it. And we can do that without this bill here. And I have had Mr. Representative Roden sponsor it because I was out of bills. And it'll look a lot better. His bill will be killed and not mine.
Well, the way he's been behaving. Never mind. That was too easy of a shot for poor Representative Roden. I think very honestly, I know. Is there anyone here that's traveled that has a point of view on the original 1247 that would like to say something about it? Otherwise, we'll move right into seeing none. Let's go to committee action on House Bill 1247. Is there a motion, Representative Napoli? Is there anyone else who wants to get on Representative Roden's good side? Representative Jim Peterson, is there comments? Oh, I'm sorry. There are no comments. The question before there is on a tabling motion. There is no discussion other than the chairman trying to explain why we don't have discussion. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. And the secretary will call the roll on the tabling motion of House Bill 1247.
Representative
Flowers. Aye.
Representative
Garner. Aye.
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 Representative
Slaughter?
Aye. Representative Cooper? Aye. Representative Bennett? Aye. Representative Whipple? Aye. Representative Jasper? Representative Brown?
Aye.
House Bill, where are we here? 1247. Yeah, 1247 is tabled.